Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Cape Verde surprises Spain with a draw in their FIFA World Cup 2026 debut. Belgium and Egypt drew 1-1 with Romelu Lukaku's electric entrance on substitute. Meanwhile, Uruguay scores their late equaliser, securing a 1-1 draw with Saudi Arabia, and Iran settles for a 2-2 draw against New Zealand. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90+ podcast, where we bring you stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Here's a recap of Day 5 of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Let's get into it. Cape Verde, playing in their first World Cup in Atlanta, stunned Spain and the world to a 0-0 draw, which frankly came as a shock to Spain fans and the world of football. Cape Verde is the third smallest country to qualify for a World Cup, with a population of just over 500,000 people. And the national team goalkeeper, Josimar Virginia Diaz, spoke after the match, saying he cried thinking of his mother in the historic moment.
My mom, she didn't manage to be here because of the visa, because of the money we have to pay for the visa, we didn't manage on time, and I would like she to be here, but I'm very happy also, and I'm very happy for all the Cavarian people.
Meanwhile, Belgium has drawn with Egypt 1-1 at the Seattle Stadium. Romelu Lukaku came off the bench, and just 23 seconds in, the striker prompted Egypt's defender, Mohamed Haney, to score an own goal for Belgium at the 66th minute.
It may have gone in off a defender for an own goal, but you can bet your bottom dollar that Romelu Lukaku will be claiming that one.
Lukaku made his mark, seizing the spotlight from Egypt's legend, Mo Salah, and Belgium's Kevin De Bruyne. So essentially, many fans likely walked away disappointed. And this includes a crowd of Belgium supporters who shared high hopes of a win before the match.
This is my first time in the World Cup, so it's going to be very excited for this show. So I'm very happy to be here. And I'm here with Belgium, you know. Go Belgium, go Lukaku. Go Doku, where was you?
Now, both Belgium and Egypt are expected to progress out of the group stage. New Zealand and Iran are the other two teams in the group, and they will go in as favourites against both. And in other games, Saudi Arabia proved an impressive draw against Uruguay with 1-1 at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Abdulela Al-Amri scored the first goal at 41 minutes, but the Saudi team was under pressure and failed to hold out against the two-time winners. And Maxi Araujo rescued a point for Uruguay at the 80th minute.
Uruguay's pressure continues. Oh. What a save! Unbelievable stop by Alois. Uruguay can't believe it. Valverde, their captain, can't believe it. But Alois is able to keep it out.
Uruguay is also the smallest nation by population of close to 3.4 million people to win the World Cup. They claimed their first ever FIFA World Cup title in 1930, and their second victory was in 1950 in Brazil. I spoke to football fan Hadi, who's been watching the World Cup from Sydney. He's an Afghan who spent part of his earlier life in Iran, and this was his prediction ahead of the Iran versus New Zealand match.
Iran-New Zealand is it's going to be tough, but I feel like Iran's probably going to win like 2-0 or 2-1.
And he wasn't entirely wrong, except Iran settled for a 2-2 draw against New Zealand. Clinical 26-year-old Elijah scored both goals for New Zealand at the 7th and 54th minute. This is him speaking after the match.
Yeah, I'm just so happy. One was nice and then two was just amazing. So yeah, really pleased.
A draw in Group G. A very tight group now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that we have tough opponents. We all watched the Egypt-Belgium game. We know how strong they are, so we've got a lot of work to do.
And closer to home though, New Zealand player Sarpreet Singh told SBS Punjabi of his joy at representing New Zealand on the World Cup stage.
It's been an amazing feeling. I think when we qualified for the World Cup, knowing that we'd be able to go to the World Cup was really nice. And then from there, it's just been about preparing for the World Cup. And I think obviously representing the Punjabi community as well is a huge thing for me. And also the New Zealand as a country as a whole as well. So it's very fortunate to represent both countries. And yeah, I'm just excited to be here now.
And Iran's Mohammad Mohebi delivered a strong finish with a second header just in front of the penalty spot into the bottom corner. The 64th minute goal was made possible by Mohebi's attacking midfielder teammate Saman Goddess. Like a lot of Australian Sydney fan Hadi says, he's going for more than one team.
If you ask me which team that I want to win the World Cup, obviously my first preference is Socceroos, Australia. If not them, maybe Iran, because I live there. And if not, well, none of these two. So I'll like any Asian country, like any Asian countries from Asian federations to win it. So yeah, I want to see a new team to win World Cup this time. Like I actually want like a non-country like from South America or European country to win the World Cup.
But says that might not be the case.
Realistically, I feel like France and Spain have like a good chance to win the World Cup.
Security remained high on the grounds as Iran faced New Zealand in its first match. FIFA had earlier banned the flags inside the stadium, as well as signs with names and photos of athletes alleged to have been killed by the Iranian government. Before the match, a small number of protesters gathered outside the Los Angeles SoFi Stadium, waving Iran's pre-revolutionary flag. Iran and the US are due to sign a peace deal later this week to end the war in the Middle East. And tomorrow, I'll be back with you for another episode discussing the results from France against Senegal, Iraq and Norway, Argentina and Algeria, and Austria versus Jordan. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. For the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.